Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Transformation Cafe. Hello, everyone. Join us tonight for another hour of life designer style conversation and discussion and learning as we nosh on the current events and trends with a spiritual perspective. You can join in the conversation of our show by calling 646-727-3206. That's 646-727-3206. Or you can go online to the chat area. We'd love to hear from you. So let's get started and introduce our diners for tonight.
Okay, hi. Thank you for joining us. This is Robin with one of the regular diners here at the Transformation Holiday Bouquet. Holiday Cafe. We thank you for joining us tonight. If you want to get into the chat room, again, we do have that open. We encourage people to be calling in and letting us know your thoughts if you have any questions going along with the conversation tonight. And Miss Gloria just came on. Hey, Miss Gloria, how are you?
Hello, I'm good. How are you?
I am great. Thanks for joining the table tonight. And on a couple of our other regular diners, we have Miss Marvine Lindberg back in joining us here at the cafe. Hey, Miss Marvine, how are you this evening?
I'm great.
We were talking a couple minutes ago, and I'm like, I'm good. And I'm like, oh, come on, you guys. You're fabulous. You're wonderful. Everything's marvelous. And then we had Mr. Jamie. Mr. Jamie, how are you tonight?
I'm marvelous.
He's marvelous. All right. Okay. Now we're getting the spirit of things. That's good. Good job.
Indubitably.
Okay. Indubitably. Well, we are in full swing with the holidays for 2011, and if you're catching us on a download after our regular show, we thank you for checking us out, and just reminding everybody that we do have our regular transformation-cafe.com. If anybody wants to go on there and be checking some stuff out after the hours, we encourage comments and any kind of ideas on that as well. So tonight, I thought it would be really fun to take a perspective of the holidays and just go with one of those classic stories of A Christmas Carol from Mr. Lewis Carroll, and kind of get into that whole Scroogey thing. And I'll talk about Scrooge and the past, present, and future, and just coming from that spiritual perspective. Since we have Miss Marvine in the house, I thought it would be really cool to come directly from that spiritual perspective and be talking about the holidays from a little bit of what we learned with Ebenezer, with Mr. Scrooge. So any thoughts from that, Miss Marvine, just kind of jumping off from that kind of an intro?
Boy, talk about being on the hot seat. I think what's interesting, and maybe a lot of people don't wrap their minds around it, and I think it came up in conversation that Ebenezer Scrooge is the only one that seems to have past, present, and future. The ghosts thereof. And I think what's really interesting about it is, in many respects, we all have those past, present, and futures. And the bottom line is it also shows in there that you have choices and you can make changes if you're willing to look at the things in you that need to be looked at. Because the bottom line is it was truly an opportunity for him to change. And I think most people focused on what a yucky guy he was. And they didn't really get the symbology that even yucky guys can turn their lives around and turn into something really good and really wonderful, regardless of the mistakes they've made in the past. And so it's about letting those pasts go and begin to be what you would really like to be. And I mean, being aware. So I think that, you know, that in and of itself has a lot to do with it, because we all have quote-unquote ghosts from our past that come up, creep up on us every once in a while. It could be an old relationship or something at work or something we did when we were younger or yesterday or whatever. And then in the present, looking at where we are, and we can look at that if we can look through objective eyes, if it seems to be negative or ugly, We can look at the opportunity that's in the negative or ugly and see what we can do to maybe create the palette a little more beautiful. It's like taking a whole bunch of flowers, for example, and they look like a bunch of flowers, and then somebody puts in this beautiful arrangement. We're like, wow, what a difference. And then our future has to do with, and sometimes I think letting go of our fears, realizing that we have created some of our realities by our own actions, and sometimes as simple as by the beliefs of the way we have to behave or what we have to do to achieve certain things, whether it's as a boss or a landlord or a mother or a father or whatever it happens to be. And I think once we become aware that we can accomplish great things and still do it with awareness and caring and vision, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, coming from that, just a real heart-based place instead of having it be through greed or from a sense of lack and things like that. One thing that, while you were sharing with all that I thought was interesting is, because I looked at the book very quickly, and of course they've got that whole entering into everything with Scrooge looking at his life with Marley's ghost, you know, his partner that didn't survive, and just the level of corruption and things that had happened with Marley. I think that's really wonderful what you're saying about being able to look at our past. And one of our diners we used to have on the show, Kathy, and I still speak to, I still share a lot of different stuff with each other. She went to a workshop a couple weeks ago, and one of the first exercises, because it was about getting past, you know, beliefs that have hindered you in your life. And one of the exercises is to go from the first things that you can even remember as a child and work your way up to present day. And the thing that was important about doing all that was coming from a feeling place as much as possible and not getting your head into it as much, but looking at from the feeling place of that, of like, you know, how did you feel in that situation, whether it was good or bad? And just the fact that you did have a memory of that, how powerful that was of being able to look at it from the past.
Well, I think what's interesting about that, though, always they call it a fine line between the head and the heart, because once the head kicks in and starts talking to us, and we've got all those messages that come to us from different places. It's interesting. I have a couple of clients that I'm dealing with, and one of them in particular right now, her father called him her little princess and said how much he loved her, and yet when it came to the divorce and the father just booked it and is doing his own thing and what he wants to do. And she was left. Now, this is something I want to be really clear with. A lot of times what we see and what we observe are what we think is normal. And so in relationships, she has been in relationships that have been very similar to that. And a lot of times we need to really take a look and not at blaming what's going on, but looking at what we perceive or what we think is normal. And if it isn't working for us or if something doesn't feel right, whether it's business or whether it's personal relationship or health, then we really, really, really need to look at what our real belief systems are about it and make some changes. And one of the things that as human beings we are resistant to, as much as we like to say, no, we're not, we're resistant to change. We don't like it because we think we're in control. And a lot of times when something seemingly bad happens, it's an opportunity or it's there's something, some potential there for us that if we don't resist as much as we normally have a tendency to do, what comes next is, can be really wonderful and really positive. And a lot of times, if you just look back at some of the things that at the point in time seem so horrible, and if you happen to be at a good place right now, look at, well, wait a minute, if I hadn't gone through those things and processed and walked through those things, then I wouldn't be in this happy place now.
That's reminding me of I have a
a teaching from the Hawaiian traditions, and it talks about that on one of the chapters about how rainbows need the rainy weather. You can't have a rainbow without rainy weather. And you can't have that level of enlightenment and new awarenesses about yourself without being able to go through those shadows and go through that what we perceive as dark weather to be able
right.
to come to a new light and perspective of yourself and just situations. Because unless you can go through those things, you really don't grow as a person and allow yourself to expand in ways that you didn't think possible. That's always that thing, too, where it says, I came to the end of myself. And then something bigger and more profound was there when I was willing to let go and recognize that I could no longer hold on to the old ways of being.
I think sometimes what we do is we put more emphasis on the self that we perceive it to be as opposed to realizing that we're part of a much greater thing, a much greater whole. And and we have a tendency to stay too much into the the collective I, or the I as opposed to being into and a part of the whole. Because if you're in traffic, it's not just you that's in traffic. If you're in a store, it's not just you in a store. And we have to remember that there is a connection between all of us, one way or another. And once we really dial into that, the things that can happen to us are absolutely amazing because we realize there's like this net out there that we're a part of it. You can put yourself in the center of it or on the edge of it, but it all leads to other parts of that net.
Go ahead. I was just going to say they've got that new movie out that's called Hugo. And part of what Hugo is about is the couple of the main characters they make watches. And the boy was the son of this guy who was a watchmaker and just a real genius when it came to machinery. And he looked out, it takes place in Paris, at the turn of the century during the Industrial Revolution. And he looks at the city of Paris as this large, machine or large, like if you imagine a face of a clock, and the Eiffel Tower and all that being almost like one of the hour markers. And then there's the way that the Paris is laid out. There's a circular pattern that goes out from the center, and it does a really cool job of showing through the traffic how things are moving through. And it's almost like this cog wheel situation where. And he says that he looks out to one of the other characters and he said, we're all an important piece of a larger system that we can't even imagine. How large it really is, but without any one of us, it wouldn't work properly.
Well, exactly. Mm-hmm. And yet, on the other hand, are there things that we can do, we can contribute to make it work better? Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is the recognition of how, our actions, our behaviors, whatever you want to call it, contribute to something larger, even though we may not even be aware of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, kind of getting back to the whole thing with the different ghosts the different spirits. I was just thinking of the past and how the past was just this jolly guy who was the party guy and just it was all the abundance of life with a huge tree and just this gobs of food everywhere, and it was just the celebrations of the joyful time of youth and vigor and just excitement and things like that. I thought that was kind of an interesting thing to have being in the past. Because, I always think we kind of go back to our childhoods on whatever level, and it's that those wonderful memories, hopefully, that we all have about, being a child and having, especially Christmas memories and things like that, how everything is just so magical because it's all just so new, that kind of thing. So it's a wonderful...
I think another thing, too, that when you mentioned childhood and childhood memories, we need to keep in perspective or in mind that, for the most part, most of our parents did the best they could with what they had to work with.
Mm-hmm.
And what they had to work with had also a lot to do with what they observed and what their conditioning and programming was. It's interesting. I was talking to somebody today. They have someone that has a tendency to hoard and collect all kinds of things. But the generation that their parents were brought up in was the war times, and you had to hoard everything because there was so everything was so scarce.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that they passed on to their young people, their children. And without being aware of it.
Mm-hmm.
And subsequently, a lot of the things that we just have to be a little bit more aware of what kind of things we're, what kind of examples we're really setting and what we're really doing. And I think most importantly, what we're doing to ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
How much pressure are we putting on ourselves? Scrooge, for example, his belief systems, obviously, he was a byproduct of some of the things that he learned or some of the things that he accepted as the way that he was supposed to be. And some of that underneath that surface might have just been somebody who was afraid of their own feelings and their own emotions.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, and even just going to the past and thinking about when he was an intern at, what is it, Figgy Wiggles or something like that. The one character where the guy had the large party and all that for them, and he was attracted to that girl, and that winded up not working out because of his fears of, you know, being in a place where he could commit to a relationship.
Right. And if you take a look at that, in one way or another, almost all of us have gone through some kind of an experience, whether the relationship was with someone that we were interested in romantically, or whether it had to do with a job, or any number of other things. And when we start taking a look at that, and then the hard part of that, and I don't think it was you, I was talking to somebody else about that, but just the past few days, because what happens to us, you know, is one thing, but it's how our mind takes it and where we take it in our mind.
Mm-hmm.
That can create all kinds of interesting complex situations. And I
mm-hmm.
think that we need to be aware of how our mind works and be able to slow it down or say, now, wait a minute, are you jumping to conclusions? Are you reading it? Because we all have a tendency, I think, to read things into something that may not even be there.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a matter of knowing ourselves and realize that, yeah, perhaps we've done that. And what can we do at least, and I'm not saying to change or to not to feel or not to think, but what I am saying is to be aware of the direction and the way we're doing
that. Yeah, we thought our last show that we had, we were kind of talking about that, because it always seems, especially during the holidays, that, you know, people can have a tendency to have expectations about what the holiday is going to be like, interacting with their, you know, relationships with people. You know, especially you always hear people saying about, you know, you know, the one time of year that they have to put up with their relatives and things like that, because everybody gets together, that kind of a thing. And I found lately that I've had a couple holiday gatherings that I've gone to, and there had been different situations through the year where, you know, just people kind of just having impressions about different stuff happening, and then having no expectations of going in and having everything just working out so wonderfully that there wasn't any kind of attitudes or anything there, because people were just enjoying each other in the moment for where they were and just being together to sing or, you know, whatever. You know, we had a gathering for a network, a business network that I went to, and one of the guys was there. He was very generous in bringing his guitar, and we were trying to sing a bunch of Christmas songs. And, you know, he didn't really know the tune that well, and we didn't really know the song that well, so... We'd sing about have a Christmas song, and that would be it. We were just like, okay. But we just made light of it and had fun with it, and nobody got hung up in the fact that, you know, it didn't sound perfect, but everybody was having a good time, you know, just being together and, you know, trying to, you know, sing a Christmas song. So it was fun.
Yeah, and see, it's that kind of, and I think another thing, too, is even though there's been issues with families, I think there's a point that maybe you get you get past where it was in the past or where you're afraid it might be, and just be because there's always things you can busy yourself with without focusing on what it is you don't really like or want to experience.
Right, and I think a part of that, too, is you can even go to that person if you anticipate anything like that and just almost just make an, hopefully can make an agreement of just like, you know, let's just enjoy each other, you know, here with what we have and let that conversation just not even be something that we bring up today. We can leave that alone for a day and not even make it an issue.
And what better issue with that?
No, then before you die.
Theoretically.
Huh? I said
the only issue with that is when you bring it up, you've already brought it up. You've already
right.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. Because you've already kind of said, okay, it's like stuffing something. It's like talking about the elephant when it's already in the room.
Yeah, good point. I like that. That was very unusual. At least it works for me.
Especially if you've got something with a relative, there's automatically an elephant that walks in when that person walks in. You're like, oh, there's that elephant again. You know, I'm not going to talk about the elephant. And here it's like squeezing you into a corner, and you've got this elephant. And you're like, okay, I'm not going to talk about the elephant. So what did you say, Gloria? I'm sorry, I kind of bypassed. I didn't fully hear what you were saying. We were being so lively in the conversation. Oh, I lost her. We lost her. Oh, well. Anyway, but did you hear what she'd said, Jamie?
No, I didn't, but it reminds me of some sort of elephant. Remember when they had those elephant jokes that went around?
Elephant jokes? No. Okay, do you remember an elephant joke?
Who do I?
Yeah.
Well, you're
not
the one that brought
spot,
it up.
You won't remember one, huh? Yeah, I know. He brings it up, and then he doesn't remember the elephant joke.
Do you know how to tell there's been an elephant in your refrigerator?
No, how?
There's footprints in the cheesecake.
Oh, yeah. You especially, I was going to say something with the peanut butter.
I came
butter.
Up with one. Come on now.
The lid to the peanut butter's off. Okay.
Right. Ooh,
now you know.
Ooh. The lid to the peanut butter's off.
The lid to the peanut butter jar is awesome. That you can tell, huh? So you can tell an elephant's in your refrigerator.
Did we lose
Gloria? We're in your cupboard, I don't know.
We lost Gloria. That's okay. I think she had to excuse herself for a minute there. That's okay. She comes back on. We can pop her back on here. No big deal. So.
Okay, my question with the elephant and the cheesecake is, wouldn't it just flatten it so you wouldn't even know if it was cheesecake anymore, right?
It was a little elephant.
Jamie,
I had to jump on that, okay?
A little elephant. Well, it's in your refrigerator, so, I mean, you know,
right.
Come on. It'd have to be pretty darn small to fit in your refrigerator.
So,
there she is. So, Gloria's back. Hold on a second. Hi, Gloria.
Hi there. That's what happens when you don't have your phone charged.
Oh, okay. We're wondering what happened to you. So, do you remember your comment? You want to make your comment again?
Oh, I was just saying that just like Ebenezer had to wait until he died to see these issues.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no going back and making amends. By looking
mm-hmm.
now, you have a conversation to talk now and to change those
mm-hmm.
outcomes.
Well, wait a minute, but Scrooge shouldn't die.
No, but I'm saying all of the people that were in his, okay, I misspoke. The past, he couldn't go back into the past.
Right. But he did go back to the past, but he couldn't change anything. He just only could be an observer.
Correct.
Right.
Because
yeah.
he was with the ghost and he couldn't. They,
yeah.
He was because there were times when he was yelling at the people and they couldn't hear him because he was, you know, he was just being an observer. He couldn't shift or change anybody.
Yeah,
he couldn't change his own actions. And this way, you know, as Marvin was saying, you know, you look at who you are and you have a choice and a chance to change what you see into more of the ideal life that you want.
Right. But that's you know, the gift and the curse at the same time of being able to see it and yet not necessarily, you know, going back to change it. I don't know. I think in certain ways, you know, well, you know, not in that moment when something occurs, but you definitely have opportunities to hopefully go back and change things depending on how things are. And it's like Marvin was sharing about, you know, you can come from a different level of once things have passed and there's been a time for being able to process or whatever you're going to do with the situation, coming back and being able to just be with somebody in a different way after, you know, there's maybe been some difficulties in relationships or situations.
you know, time will, you know, time does heal a lot of wounds when it comes to stuff like that. Things can settle and people can come from a new perspective and being able, hopefully, to just, like she said, being, you know, recognizing people are doing the best they can with what they know in the moment that they were in that situation. And then, yeah, you know, we grow and change and being able to shift into something else. So that's part
we
of the blessing.
Have that ability.
I agree with that. Because it's definitely true, you know. That to me has been such a life lesson. Sometimes when I've been dealing with somebody and I stop myself, catch myself, and just say, you know, they're doing the best they can with what they know, because I can't know what somebody, you know, fully is aware of or understands on a certain level. You just can't, because that's that other person.
Or even what they're going through, at the moment. Because
yeah,
sometimes,
exactly.
You know, what happened is we all put on, I'm going to call it faces for lack of a better word, because of the way we need to interact on a day-to-day basis. And yet there could be something kind of whatever it is that is weighing on us. And that's what's really on our minds. And that's where we need to be more aware of where we're really at, as opposed in the present, as opposed to standing here being there.
Mm-hmm.
If that makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that makes sense to me. Does that make sense to you, Jamie?
What was that again? I'm sorry.
Jamie, I am
weather.
So pleased.
He's still focusing on the cheesecake in the refrigerator with the elephant. Okay, I don't know. Still trying to figure that one out. Okay, it's peanut butter. We really moved on to peanut butter. Okay.
You always put me on the spot at the very end of the
show. Hey, Jamie, I don't like being alone.
I like
sharing the spot with you.
Well, you know, whenever Marvin and I get together for breakfast, like, you know, we'll both look at each other and say, okay, and we pass it on to each other for these conversations. You know, but you know, the good thing about
morning.
That is you can take a big bite of food and then you're processing, because you know my mouth is full. So let me chew that food. I'll get back to you. Usually it's over a cinnamon roll. So let me take a bite of cinnamon roll before I answer that question.
Don't forget.
Yeah,
the
there you go. Because you know the magic of a cinnamon roll can just it solves world problems. It really does. You know, a lot of people don't know that, but you know, if you can get a cinnamon roll, especially with some raisins, get the raisins
Ooh.
With the cinnamon roll and a little bit of butter. Well, you know, Marvin likes a lot of butter, but yeah. We digress, so it's okay.
You guys do talk a lot, don't you?
Yes, we do.
We do.
Mm-hmm.
We do.
We do.
You do talk a lot.
He says we talk a lot. Marvin and I talk a lot. Yeah, we enjoy our conversations, so that's really good. We don't
have listen to each other.
Oh, right.
Yes, we do. Yeah, we can listen and talk. It's amazing.
Communication is wonderful.
Well, we're down to our last minute, believe it or not. This half hour just goes way too fast. I wanted to make sure that everybody knew about Marvin. Marvin Lindbergh is a psychic, spiritual insight, and counselor. She also offers wisdom workshops, and we will be having some upcoming workshops in 2012, Marvin and I. And if you guys have any questions or want to go ahead and be able to set up an appointment to be with her, you can call 951-689-2711. Again, that's 951-689-2711. And I encourage you to go to Facebook and go ahead and check out Marvin Lindbergh. And she's out there for people to go ahead and check her out. So that's something that we can have on there. So, you know, you could meet her and have
Google
a cinnamon roll.
You should be able to Google me.
Yeah, Googler. Googler, not giggler, Googler. Okay. You know,
or you can giggle if you like. I like that.
We can giggling too, yeah. So if you want to be sharing that's another cinnamon roll with her, I'm sure she's always up for another cinnamon roll, so life is good on that. Yeah, so that's always good. So just wanting to wish everybody, we still got another week before Christmas, so, you know, we're definitely going to have another Christmas show. But I thought this was kind of interesting, dealing with looking at Scrooge and just some of the ghost aspects of, you know, looking at time and having that be a gift instead of a curse, of recognizing that every moment is new and that we can give ourselves the gift of the presence, which is always nice.
Yep.
Being able to do that kind of stuff. So thank you all for joining me tonight. I look forward to speaking to you next week, and we always enjoy you when you come here to the cafe.
This has been another wonderful evening filled with lively and unusual dinner conversation and you.
We are so glad you decided to join us. You make it special, and we are always happy to hear from you at Transformation Cafe. You can find out more about the people on our shows by clicking on our website, transformation-cafe.com, and checking out where all our other previous shows are available on demand, or here at Blog Talk Radio Transformation Cafe. If you are interested in appearing as a guest chef, you can email us at show@transformation-cafe.com. Thanks again. Travel well, and we will see you next time here at Transformation Cafe. Good night.